The title of this essay is Vibrations and Awareness. I have noticed over the years that there is a bit of confusion between what vibration and what awareness is. Oftentimes, people of high vibrations mistake themselves as people with likewise high levels of awareness. I have known many people in my life with exceptional high levels of vibration emanating from them who had precious little self-awareness. One is an emanation of one's creative energies, and the other is a measure of wakefulness. Any person of high creativity or a dominant personality will emit a high vibration. My mother had an exceptionally high vibration, but the woman was completely unaware of herself. Most performers in entertainment give off a high level of vibration, but it can be absolutely existing on the basis level of self-awareness. The hormones testosterone and estrogen can contribute greatly to a person's vibrational level. However, they can likewise greatly diminish a person's self-awareness levels. Vibration is simply not a measure of one's awareness. Vibration is creative energy one emits. Energy can be expended entirely unconsciously. Awareness is the aggregate of one's knowing derived from experiences over lifetimes. Seekers often confuse their high vibration for spiritual superiority, when in fact that powerful vibration can handicap them from being aware of their behavior and self-delusions. It is just another example of the wow factor distracting and stagnating the evolution of one's awareness. The truth is, vibration and awareness are not dependent on each other for their levels whatsoever. The two can exist within one person, with both being of exceptional high levels. But the person with high self-awareness levels is also very aware of the energy that they emit. The same high vibration that can be utilized in healing can be corrupted in a moment of anger and become a destructive force. This is why it pays to know the difference between vibration and awareness. High vibrational people, if aware of self, can be the most hurtful to those around them, as their creative energies are often used unconsciously to create unhealthy bonds and destructive behavioral patterns. Of course, if you have such a person in your life, you don't need me to tell you how much chaos usually follows them wherever they go, or how much it costs you to have a relationship with them. They tend to be the perpetual victimizing victim, or as I am fond of branding them, emotional vampires.